Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. We are so excited because we have been promoted. That's what he spoke to us last week. 2/22/25 was promotion day. It was a day that God released new angels into the earth. You've gotten some new assignments. God is moving you forward. And tonight, when you're watching this, it's 2/25/25, another time of promotion into acceleration. So God has promoted you, and now he's getting ready to accelerate you. This is an evening of multiple grace. I mean, look at that, 2/25/25. How many fives are in that? My goodness, doubles and fives. God is promoting us now because we are getting ready to step into the final month of God's Hebrew calendar year. The month of Adar is coming upon us on Thursday, February 27th at sundown, and we'll go until March 1st, 2 days of Rosh Kodesh. This positions us for the 12th month of the Hebrew calendar year. We are getting ready for the brand new religious calendar year of Nisan, which is going to happen at the beginning of April. And so God is positioning us properly now. There's a lot of things happening in the atmosphere. And this is why he's promoting us now, is because he wants us to begin to accelerate. He's increasing our capacity. So let me tell you a couple of things that are getting ready to happen. You're going to start to see a new moon approaching here on Friday, February 27th. Some exciting things that's happening in the space world. We have on February 28th, there is going to be SpaceX is going to be going up into the sky on Friday, February 28th, right here at the beginning of the year with that new moon. There's going to be a total lunar eclipse. It's going to happen March 13th and 14th. Now, let me tell you why that's important. As we come into Adar, March 13th and 14th is Purim. Oh, my goodness. That is a very, very special time on the Hebrew calendar. It's when the Jews remember that Esther came before the king and saved her nation. So Purim starts on Thursday, March 13th at sundown and goes Friday night, March 14th. So very, very important time. That Shabbat is Purim. And so we have some supernatural things that are taking place right during this time that we're stepping into, this month of Adar. So let me just tell you what Adar means, and then I'm going to tell you what you need to look for this week. What are some of the special signs that are going to be happening around you spiritually because of this promotion that you've received? So the word Adar, broken down into three Hebrew letters, the letter A, Aleph, D, Duvet, and R, Reach. A, D, A, R. A means Aleph, the power of God. D, Duvet, and R, Reach means to dwell, okay? So this month of Adar that is going to start on Friday, February 27th, means to dwell in the strength and power of God in a limited world. So God is promoting you to step into his power and strength in your limitations, in what's limited around you. And this is what I want to share with you about this upcoming week. So we're in 2/25/25. We're getting ready to come up on 2/27/25 when the new moon starts and the new 12th month of Adar begins. And so God is increasing your capacity, your faith capacity, because in order for you to accelerate, in order for you to fully step into the promotion that happened at 2/22/22, you have to be able to maintain and sustain with essentials that you've received from God, which means your capacity of faith has got to increase. So when I found this week that God began to minister to me, you know, I traveled from South Africa. I came here, Colorado Springs, to the 222 conference. Praise the Lord. I'm headed off to Australia, New Zealand, and to Hawaii for an entire month, all the way through Purim. There is a lot that God has been speaking to me about capacity. And one of the things I want to share with you about promotion, because we've all been promoted, is that in order for us to fully be able to run with the ball that God has put into our hands, with the new promotion, the time of acceleration. We have to have a faith level that can sustain the promotion. And what you're going to find this week is that your faith will be challenged as to whether or not the ball that God has put into your hand, you will truly be able to sustain. And let me just tell you right now, you can't sustain it. The thing that God has for you is way bigger than yourself. It requires you to have a faith capacity increase. You need to step into a new level of faith. So as you're struggling this week, okay, because let me tell you, evidence of your promotion is warfare. And so I'm kind of the sad recipient of the message to tell you that along with this great promotion that God has given you, there is warfare that is upon you. But listen, warfare is to teach you where you're weak in your capacity, okay? It's not to stop you in the word that's been spoken over your life. It's to cause you to go to the heavenly places with the Lord and to rest in a place where your soul begins to increase in capacity so you can handle the words spoken over your life. Come on, somebody needs to help me right now. See, there is something so divine and so huge that God has asked you to do. And it's way bigger than yourself. I can feel in the spirit, it's causing your soul to shake. It's causing your body to feel weak. It's causing you to wonder whether or not you've overstepped your bounds. Have you put yourself in agreement with the words spoken over your life where you don't have what it takes at all? If that's where you're at, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Because this is the time that God is going to stretch you, all right? Now, some of you might say, well, Candace, I didn't get my promotion in the natural. I'm not sure what it is that you're talking about. Well, listen, promotion is a spiritual thing. So you'll see it manifest in the natural. Now, even if you didn't get what you thought you were going to get, it doesn't change the word spoken over your life. And it doesn't change that there's right timing for God to release the natural promotion to you. But I can guarantee from the spirit realms, from the Hebrew calendar, you have indeed been promoted. Your challenge is going to be to accept the fact that you've been promoted, even if you might not see it taking place in the natural. Now, I've been getting texts from people that have been saying to me, oh my gosh, Candace, I totally got stepped into my promotion. You're not going to believe it. And then I have texts from other people that are like, I didn't get my natural promotion. Hey, guess what? It's okay because you got spiritually promoted. So part of your natural responses is to be concerned about whether or not you didn't see what you were asking for made manifest right now. You need to increase your faith. Okay, so either way, the message this week is faith capacity increase. Because I'm telling you, you were spiritually promoted and it's gonna show up in the natural, okay? It's gonna show up in the natural in a variety of different ways. But if you're struggling right now, all right, it's because God wants to show you that what he's put upon your life is greater than what you can handle yourself. And so this is where he takes us into Adar, because as it's the last month of the Hebrew calendar year, he wants us to confess, I can't handle what it is that you've given me. Even if you're finding that you're still in the same spot, what he's spoken over you is coming. So you better put on your faith so you can start to accelerate and step into a greater faith capacity to receive this promotion. Because like next week or the week after that, you're going to be getting a call from somebody. Something is about to change. And so it's time now. I'm giving you some homework. It's time now to start working it out. Work it out and begin to start saying, God, I don't have the capacity for what it is that I've been asking you for. Or I don't have the capacity for that prophetic word that's been spoken over my life. Now is the time to confess it. Or say, Lord, I keep running up against these blockades, yet you've spoken this over my life. Listen, every blockade has a lesson to learn in an increase in faith. Because every blockade or obstacle is only another challenge for where your faith must be increased at next levels. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you've got to believe that you've received the promotion and you've got to start stepping into it before you might even get it in your hand. And listen, we might say, well, listen, I thought that was my promotion, but God's saying, listen, no, I've promoted you in a whole other way you can't even imagine. And then you began to start stepping into it. And I see that some of you are catching this in the spirit. You're going, well, I asked God for this, but guess what? In this, I've been promoted and I didn't even want that. Well, guess what? It's a promotion time, period, however God chooses to bring it. But it's time for our faith to be increased, and you will be challenged over the next couple of weeks. There will be some warfare that will prove to you that you need to step into a private place with God. You need to begin to start dwelling. Adar is the power to dwell in his strength and his power, because you have a limited capacity. That's what that means. So we're stepping into the month where we're going to begin to see, as we dwell in his power in a limited world, or in the limited space that you have, you're going to begin to have your capacity increase. By the first of Nisan, which is going to happen around the beginning of April, what we're going to find is that we're fully operating in what was spoken over our life for this new season. And that is it from Exodus chapter 12, verse 2. God speaks to Moses and Aaron, and he says, listen, let this be the first month of my religious calendar year. And really, why did he say that? He said he wanted a new calendar, because they had been held in bondage in Egypt, and they needed to have an altar built for a fresh new start. And so God has spoken these things over your life. He's asking you to increase your faith capacity, and he is getting ready to take you into a new realm and a new dimension of faith in him, faith in capacity, faith in the capacity of who he is and how he operates in and through you, so that you can start a brand new year with a brand new dimension of knowing God and being able to save the environments that you're being called to minister in. See, God didn't save you for yourself. He saved you so that you could be used of him to be a tool that he might save others, that he might impact that which is lost and broken and needs to be restored. Your promotion isn't for you to gloat in. Your promotion is for the salvation of someone else. This is what Esther learned during Purim. She learned that she would not be saved if she did not stand forth. She would perish even in the king's palace if she did not stand forth for her people, for the Jewish people. She would indeed perish. And so she came forth and she spoke to the king, and she came forth when the king had to give him pass his scepter to her in order to hear her request. And all of those things God made possible. And she was the tool that God used to save the nation. And that celebration is on the 13th to the 14th of March, in the month of Adar, the month in which we learn to dwell in the strength and power of God in a limited space, in a limited world, in limited capacity. So God is getting ready to ask you to do some things. So it's time for some homework. It's time to get to it. So let me give you a scripture, okay, that's going to help you get to it. All right, Psalm chapter 27, verse 4. The psalmist says this: one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Now, his temple, we're to inquire, we're to consider, okay? We're to come into this special place with the Lord. We're to dwell with him, okay? I need you to think about this. So you're to have the desire. What's going to give you this larger capacity is you're called to have the desire, okay? That means to inquire of God. That means to seek after him. That means to dwell, make your habitation. Come on. Where is God? God is seated in heavenly places. Where are you? You're seated in heavenly places with him. Come on, somebody's got to get above here. See, your faith capacity, if it's spinning in the earth realm, is limited. It's small faith. You got to get some big faith. You got to get your faith stretched to the seat of where God is at this time. You got to ask him to open your eyes. You got to recover your sight. You got to begin to see and have the perception of one who has been converted. This is in the book of Matthew. Jesus says, listen, he says that they may open their eyes to see, that they might perceive, that they might come out of the sight of the earth realms, which is Blepo, and enter into the place of Ido, the covenant with me, that they might see differently. Come on, you got to see differently in order for your faith capacity to increase. Faith is a substance. It's tangible. Get yourself in this private place with God. Inquire of him in this place so that your substance, the substance of faith, can increase. You can step into these heavenly realms with him and begin to feel the atmosphere shift. And you just know what you know, even though you can't see it in the natural. You can see it in the spiritual. You can grab a hold of it in the spiritual. It becomes yours. It is made yours. And when it is made yours, it is yours. It becomes yours. And so the psalmist here is saying, listen, our desire is to dwell, to seek after and to dwell, to have our habitation in the house of the Lord all the days of our life. So see, this isn't to be, I'm just gonna shift myself for a moment so I can get what I need and then I'm gonna come back to earth. No, earth dwelling is not allowed in this. You've got to stay in this place. So you got to program yourself to stay there. Come on. And if you don't know how to do that, you need to join me for my ascension classes. The next one is Thursday, March 27th. You need to get to these spaces. Listen, these are free classes. But if you can't shift your whole self upward to remain in that space, you're going to have limited capacity. So God says, I want you to dwell with me in my house, the house of the Lord, all the days of my life, to behold his beauty. That means his splendor. So how do we expand capacity? We get in this house of the Lord. Where does God dwell? He dwells in his heavenly place. We get there with him, and we can, because we have access, because Jesus died, buried, resurrected, ascended. He rose and he took us there. He ascended. We're seated with him in these heavenly places. And being there, we're dwelling in the house of the Lord, in a habitation, in a space where our faith is increasing. We are delighting. That word says that we get to be in his beauty. It's his delight. It's his place of agreeableness. Come on, you got to agree with God. See, how are you going to have your faith increased if you're in a disagreement, if you and God are not in alignment? So you get in this place with God, and you and God come into a place of agreement. And we get in his house, and there we inquire of him. Then we begin to ask. And as we begin to ask, we're inspecting, we're considering, we're breaking forth. That's what this word bakar means in the Hebrew, to inquire of God. So we're inquiring of God. So don't inquire from God from an earthly standpoint. Get into his heavenly habitation and inquire from him there. When you inquire there, all of a sudden, you begin to agree with him about who you are, about who he is. An expansion of your faith happens. He says, where does this happen? Inquire of him in his temple. That word temple is the word hekal in the Hebrew. It actually means capacity. Get in his temple, his place of capacity, and then you're going to start to have what it takes to step fully into this promotion. God's already said it over your life. He's declared it. He's decreed it. But you have to delight in him. You have to position yourself to be with him in that heavenly habitation. This isn't a visitation. It's a habitation. Listen, once you start to live there, and that's where I live, trust me, that's where I live. When you live there, the earth, it becomes very, it's like an alien place. It doesn't really make sense because it's a death realm. We're born into the death realm. We're born into curse, into a curse of death, a stronghold of the enemy from Adam and Eve, but the stronghold's been broken. But you must believe it's broken in order to operate in the place God wants you to be. Come on, somebody needs to write that down. See, you've got to believe the curse has been redeemed. And when you look outside and you begin operating in the earth realms, you question whether or not that's true. You say, God, did you really redeem all this? Because when I look around, I see wars. I see rumors of wars. I see evil. I see corruption. I see death everywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you what. That's what you're going to see in Bleepo. That's what you're going to see in the natural. But God's asking you to restore your sight, recover your sight, and see from his heavenly habitation. When you see from there, that's not how the earth is viewed. It's viewed entirely different. And in the viewpoint of the earth being different, you now have stewardship over the earth from a place of power, from a place of dwelling in his temple. Now you have been promoted and your faith is where it needs to be in order to make a difference. So you got to come out of the earth realm and you got to get to the heavenly realm. You got to entirely shift yourself. And listen, if you're saying, Candace, man, I want to join you where you're at in this habitation and dwelling in this special place with God, but you just don't even know. This is way too hard for me. Listen, all you got to do is pray a simple prayer. Say, Lord, it's too hard for me. I don't get it. I'm saved, I'm healed, I'm redeemed, but all I see around me is sin, death, and the grave. And Lord, I need you to help me put on some new eyes so I stop seeing earthly and I start seeing heavenly. Just ask him and just say, Father, I repent right now because I am saved, but all I see is this and I don't want to see it anymore. Come on, I'm trying to help somebody right now. Your simple prayer is going to cause the Holy Spirit to shift you into seeing different. And as you see different, your faith comes from where you see. And if you see from the house of the Lord and dwelling with him and inquiring with him, becoming a one with him in agreeableness, delighting in him in this special place of Psalm 27:4, you then have your faith capacity increased. And as it is increased, then you begin to step in to the wholeness, the glory, the joy, everything that God has intended for you. And so God is doing something special. He's doing something mighty. He's doing something amazing. And he needs you to be a part of it. And so I just want to encourage you today that you've already been promoted. And today on 2/25/25, God says, step into the fullness and abundancy of that promotion and begin to move forward. I want you to dwell with me in my habitation, that your capacity of faith may increase so I can begin to use you in the promotion that I've assigned to you. And I just declare and decree acceleration over your life. I declare and decree that you will see from the realms of the Spirit and your faith will increase, your hope will increase, that you will begin to step into the supernatural realm of faith, that this isn't a visitation. I'm going to go and have enough faith just for my healing or enough faith just for some supernatural provision or enough faith to see my kids saved. No, you need to live in a realm of faith. That realm of faith will then begin to open up the portals of heaven to impact the earth right where you're at. You will begin to see the manifestation of your promotion and the real reason why God has assigned you to live during this very, very special time and season in the earth. You mean so very much to God. He loves you so very much. So listen, this is a good word today. There's some warfare coming, but you need to write down when you begin to feel the friction. Come on, get in that place with the Lord and say, Lord, I'm feeling this friction. Find out what's happening in your soul that the enemy would be able to aggravate. Their low places of faith. Okay, so God's going to increase your faith there. So begin to write down what your problem is. And then it's a faith challenge right there. You then go get in the scriptures and find out what the word says about your problem or issue. What the word says is where your faith needs to be, even though it's not. That will then help you begin to accelerate fast so you can handle the assignment. See, the enemy will keep kicking you back for the word that's been spoken over your life if you don't take care of spending some time and repenting during the moments that you even feel the friction. Say, Father, forgive me. I don't get this. I don't know where this is coming from. Listen, I just came from South Africa and stepped into Colorado. I still had the dirt in my toenails from South Africa practically. I had to leave that nation entirely and then try and pull it together for Colorado before I step into a new nation, Australia. It takes some time. You have got to let go of one thing in order to pick up another thing. You've got to have the humility to say, Lord, whew, this is like way over my head. And I need your help. And you know what he says? Good. I'm glad it's over your head, because now you're going to find out something about me that you did not know. Listen, folks, we're all on a journey. We're all growing. I'm growing just like you are. I have not made it. This is not my final time. I do not know the fullness of God. I'm seeking after his fullness just as much as you are. But I do understand some things over my 34 years, 35 years of walking with God, to be able to impart to you wisdom so that you can begin to shift yourself. There's certain things that we have to know about ourselves. If you don't know who you are, even in your sin, you've got to know that. You've got to know your weaknesses. You've got to know your insecurities. You've got to know where you're seeing with Bleepo and not with Ido or not with Anna Bleepo. These things we must know. The Lord spoke to me this morning about Jesus and the fact that he learned obedience from the things that he suffered. This is what God spoke to me about that scripture. That's in Hebrews, I believe it's Hebrews chapter 2. What God said to me is, he said, Candace, the obedience that Jesus learned through his suffering was everywhere that he did not believe me for something. He learned to believe me for it. That was the obedience that was established. It was obedience to faith. And as he suffered certain things, now granted, he didn't have any sin in his life, but he still questioned certain things. He still had to go throughout the earth and look and touch and feel. Remember, he was 100% God and 100% man. He had a flesh. He had to learn to live in this fleshly body, even though it was without sin. We have to learn to live in this fleshly body, okay? And yet we are sinners before we become saints in him. And so God said, listen, when Jesus was challenged, he was challenged in his faith just like you are, or just like you are, those of you that are watching me. He had to grow in his faith in the goodness of God. He had to grow in knowing and understanding the beauty of the Father, all right? Even though he came from heaven to earth, when he was born through Mary into the earth, he still had to grow up in wisdom, favor, and stature with God and with man. So God had to reveal to Jesus's mind, to his soul, even though he was without sin, who God was in his fullness. And then when Jesus was 30, he started his ministry and he began to walk through the earth sharing his wisdom and his stature and his favor with God. And he gained that also with man during that time. And so, you know, as different as we are, we're not all that different. Remember, he is the high priest that sympathizes with our weaknesses, which means he understands weakness. So he learned to be obedient to the voice of God, and he learned to stretch his faith in the goodness of God. And he's not asking any more from us, God isn't, than he asked of his only son. And yet Jesus was able to accomplish it, and you know what? You and I are able to accomplish it. Why? Because Jesus went to the cross. He died, he buried, and he resurrected. He gave us back everything that was lost, that we might now be set free from sin and positioned with him. We are in the places of faith in the heavenly realms, just as Jesus is, just as he was when he walked the earth. See, his soul and his spirit were there. He was fellowshipping with the Father in a place of habitation as he walked the earth and did all those signs, miracles, and wonders. He had to learn how to do that, though. It was not like he was just born and like, boom, it just happened, right? It's like he had to learn how to do that. And so we have to learn how to do that too. And so I just want to impart to you now, in the mighty name of Jesus, the power to see in the spirit realms, that you might be able to activate your faith and live in these faith realms. That this is a promotion time for you. I feel the fire of God coming upon you right now. It's a promotion time. You were promoted on 2/22/22. And now you're getting ready to step into the fullness of that promotion. Acceleration time is here. Write down where you're weak in this process and let God speak to you about how to increase your faith capacity. And I gave you a key here. Dwell in the house of the Lord. Dwell with him, inquire of him, just as Psalm 27:4 says, and you will begin to see the miraculous power of God. So here's an impartation in the mighty name of Jesus. Go forth in your promotion. Go forth in fire. Go forth in faith. Go forth in power. Go forth from your heavenly seat. Dwell there in the mighty name of Yeshua. Declare and decree what God has spoken over your life. Hold on to the prophecies, but begin to activate them by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind every enemy attack upon you, but that you should grow in wisdom, stature, and favor, just as Jesus did. In Luke chapter 2, I believe it's 252. And so, God, I speak that over you right now in the name of Jesus. Grow in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. Step into these realms of heavenly habitation of faith right now in the name of Jesus. And declare and decree upon yourself God's love for you, his goodness, and his greatness. For he is greater than your lack of faith. And so, Father, we just praise you and we thank you in the mighty name of Yeshua. Help us see your greatness. Help us hang on to your greatness. Help us know that the assignment is too big for us so that we would have to hang on to your greatness in the mighty name of Yeshua. Come on, somebody needs to hear this word. It's 2:25:25. Share it with a friend. God is so good. He is launching you. You're stepping into an acceleration. You're coming into the month of Adar to dwell in the power and strength of the Lord. He is doing mighty things, and you are a part of that. All right, you're blessed, you're highly favored. Join me for the next Ascension class. It's free. Come on, I don't know how much more I can invite you to learn. I'm not even charging you anything. Come on for the Zoom calls. All right, and the Zoom, you just need to fill out the little form, click that link, fill it out. We'll get you the Zoom link. You can come on and join me at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, March 27th. And then also, it's time to get your soul in order. Listen, you want your faith to increase? It's time to have a soul transformation. We got soul transformation classes going on. I've got coaches all over that are teaching and training. Come and be a part of us at Dream Mentors. Get credentialed, learn how to run a kingdom business. We now have a 401 class for that. Come and join my School of the Supernatural. Learn how to live in the realms of the ascension, heavenly places, angels. Come on, there's so much to learn. And God is connecting you with this ministry so that we're able to pour into you. We are a resource center. Come and learn about the Hebrew calendar. Come on, that's what I teach you guys every week. Get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. Grab a copy from Amazon. Go to CandiceSmithman.com. On my Ascension classes, I'll bring a prophetic word every time from the Hebrew Calendar, as well as teach you these keys to live in these faith realms. Listen, folks, once you shift to the habitation of faith, you don't ever want to go back. It's just like the day that God called you to know him as your Lord and Savior, and you said, I never want to go back. Well, this is another realm of that. And when you get to that place and you say, I never want to go back, that's when you start habitating. It's like you're forced into a realm of habitation because you see the goodness of God and you cannot return to what the earth is saying. See, you aren't born to live in the earth from the place of the natural birth. You're born to live in the earth from the place of the spiritual birth. That's what the book of John, Nicodemus and Jesus had discussions about this. These are spiritual things that Jesus wants to teach you. If you want to learn them, come on board with me. Do the Ascension classes, do soul transformation, do Dream Mentors. You can take this curriculum, you can use it in your church. We have pastors, leaders, apostles, prophets, fivefold ministry leaders come on with us every week. It's a time of growth. They take it back to their churches. We have all kinds of resources for you to use to grow your church. All right, you're blessed, you're highly favored. Share this with a friend, and I will see you next week. We will fully be into Adar, and we'll be getting prepared for Purim. All right, God bless you.